Alan, first let's start with the Andre Waters story and how you began to look into this more deeply. It's very troubling that a man at his age would have the brain tissue, and most of it seems to be linked to a history of multiple concussions, the brain tissue of an 85-year-old.
Yeah, well, for folks who don't know, Andre Waters was a very hard-hitting defensive player. I think he was a strong safety, if I remember correctly, for the Philadelphia Eagles during most of your career, Nick, you know, mid to late 80s and early 90s. And anyway, he committed suicide back in November, which is, of course, a terrible, terrible thing, and people really didn't know why. And, well, a fellow in Boston who was a former Harvard football player and later, of all things, a professional wrestler, well, he retired from his career due to concussions, and he became an expert in concussions, and he suspected in the research that he had done on Andre Waters and his concussion history that concussions might have impaired his thought process and exacerbated any depression that he might have felt and that afflicts everybody. Well, to make a long story short, he had pieces of Andre Waters' brain sent to Pittsburgh to a neuropathologist who discovered that, in fact, Andre Waters' brain had deteriorated to the point of it resembling an 85-year-old man with Alzheimer's. Now, is it possible that that's, you know, an exaggeration? Of course. But nonetheless, it was discovered that he had significant brain damage due to concussions that he had sustained on the football field. And research has shown that that type of damage caused by concussions can cause and or exacerbate depression to the point where someone might take his own life.
We're joined by Seth Joyner, who played with Andre Waters. Seth, this is a very personal thing for you, isn't it?
Oh, of course it is, Nick. No doubt. I mean, the guy was a good friend of mine, great teammate of mine. And, you know, it was really a sad situation.
When you hear that it can be this serious, Seth, how many other players that you knew during your career had to go to practice and go into a game not having fully recovered from a concussion?
Well, I think, you know, the way that trainers and teams handle situations now are quite a bit different than, you know, back when we played. You know, when guys get injured now, you know, for all intents and purposes, you know, training staffs are looking to figure out a way, you know, to get the guy well. They really don't push many players back. It's just, you know, back when I played, they wanted you on the field. You know, if you were an integral part of what was going on offensively, defensively, or special teams, and they understood they needed you to win, you know, most organizations didn't have a problem, you know, just putting a guy back out on the field, even if it wasn't 100%. There were many, many games where I played with injuries where I probably shouldn't even have been playing.
Did you ever play with a concussion, Seth?
No, fortunately, you know, if I ever had a concussion, you know, it wasn't that severe that it was an issue and I couldn't play or it bothered me. You know, I'm pretty sure I had one or two during my career and just really didn't realize, you know, what the heck was really going on. But I certainly have known quite a few guys. You know, you see guys, you know, have concussions and, you know, you look at them and you wonder, you know, well, what's the deal? You know, goodness, you just got a little hit on the head. You know, you've been sitting over there on the sideline for 2 weeks, but, you know, the more information, the more educated, you know, we've become about concussions, we understand now how